कृष्ण की गोदी में बैठी हुई है और प्रेम में कातर हो गई और यहाँ तक ही रोने लग गई। कृष्ण कहाँ गए, कृष्ण तुम कहाँ गए? कृष्ण भी उनकी इस स्थिति को देखकर के राधिका की जैसी उनकी स्थिति हो गई, दोनों रोते रोते मूर्छित हो गए। गोपियां भी उनकी दशा देख करके मूर्छित हो गए। उस समय सूक और साड़ी ने राधा जी का नाम जोर से उच्चारण करके दोनों को सुनाया। कुछ देर के बाद में दोनों को होश आया, फिर सखियों को भी होश आया। उस समय में प्रेम में रवि को का होने से वो सरोवर पानी से भर गया और वही प्रेम सरोवर था। राधिका की ये अवस्था मदनक स्वभाव है, महाभाव से भी रूह अतिरूह से भी ऊपर, मोहन से भी ऊपर मदनक। मिलन में ही होता है केवल, और उस मिलन में ही विवाह और मिलन के सारे भाव उसमें उभर कर रखा जाता है। इसी अभाव केवल राधिका में ही है, अन्य ललिता विशाखा इत्यादि शक्तियों में भी नहीं है। इससे बड़े बड़े ऋषि महर्षि लोग हमारे बड़े बड़े गौरी वैष्णव पर वहाँ पर भजन करते थे, आज भी बहुत से लोग वहीं पर रह करके भजन करते हैं।
Today was the month of Sri Jira Devaran, within the 24th day of April. We went to Prince Rovat, Samir, Udukhay, Nanda Vaidam, Nanda Gaon, Tenta Dhamma, Aziswar Mahadev, Pahal Sarovat, the Bhajan Sarovat, Sri Samantra Swami, and finally on the way home we visit Chodha Chodha Mahadev. First we visited Prince Sarovat. Really, the Swarupa of that pond or Sarova itself consists of Prabhupada. There is Srimati Radhika manifesting her Manamati Mahabharata. One time, Sri Radha Krishna was together near that place, surrounded by the Lila, Vishaka, and the other Antasami. At that time, Srimati Radhika was resting in the very lap of Sri Krishna himself. One bee, mistaking the mouth of Srimati Radhika to be a lotus, was moving around again and again. Even though Srimati Radhika tried to dispel that bee by her hand, the bee would continue disturbing. Therefore, Srimati Radhika, taking a stick in his hand, he dispelled the bee. Then said Radhi, "I have thrown Madhusudan on far away where he will not return." Srimati Radhika, mistaking Madhusudan as Madhumanto made the bee to be Sri Krishna himself, even though she was situated in the very heart of Sri Krishna, she began weeping in separation. "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" Seeing her condition, Krishna also began to weep, and both Sri Radha, Krishna, and the other satis that were surrounding fell unconscious. The male and female pair began loudly calling the name of Srimati Radhika, and they both awoke. Thus they melted together, and that water filled the sarovar, which we see today as Prince Sarovar. Therefore, whatever need, whatever moods we see in meeting and in separation are all contained within this Madhavani Mahabharata that Srimati Radhika manifested at that time. This is not even the Buddha Adi Buddha Bhav. This Maharanya Mahabharata is only present in Srimad Radhika. He is not present even in Lalita or Vishakha. Therefore, because this was manifested there, many in since ancient times, rishis, gurus, and Gaudiya Vaishnavas have been performing mantras there at the banks of Prem Sarovar.
संकेत माने होता है जहां पर श्रुतियों के द्वारा या दूतों के द्वारा संकेत देते आज यहां पर कृष्ण का विचार होगा या राधा का विचार होगा ये संकेत से बताते थे और वहीं पर नई से लीला और निशांत लीलाएं होती थी वही पर भोगियों की अभिचारिता उत्कंठिता वाचक सज्ञा प्रोषित भक्ता और स्वाधीन भक्तिका इत्यादि भोगियों के भेद होते और वहां पर उसी प्रकार की लीलाएं कभी कभी कृष्ण पहुंच जाते राधिका जी नहीं आ पाती कभी राधिका जी पहुंच जाती उनके लिए उत्कंठित होकर के अपने को सजाती है और कृष्ण नहीं कभी आते तो कभी देर से पहुंचती इस तरह से उसको चांदी ने इन सब लीलाओं का वर्णन किया इस तरह से संकेत में ये सब लीलाएं हुई नंद किरक नंद जी का किरक माने जहाँ पर की गायन का रखने का स्थान है करोड़ों करोड़ गायन वहां पर रखी वहीं पर नंद कुंड है वहीं पर नंद बाबा कृष्ण और बलदेव को अपने कान पर लेकर जाते स्नान करते और वहीं पर नारायण की आराधना करते थे मंत्र जप इत्यादि वहीं पर नंद इत्यादि लोगों की बैठक होती बैठक में कभी कभी वो विचार करते थे अरे देखो नंद अपने कृष्ण को बेटा मत समझो देखा गोवर्धन को काली अंगुली पर उठा करके शादी रखता उतना जैसी राक्षसी को उसने तन पार करते ही उसके प्राण और विष उस पर असर नहीं किया और इत्यादि को मारा ये सब साधारणा जी का काम है सावधान उसको पालना है यशोदा जी से भी कह दो उसको काटे और उनको से तिरस्कार न करे नंद बाबा हंसने लगे जैसे कि वो पर ब्रह्म हो पर ब्रह्म का बाबा भी हो तो हमारा पुत्र हो करते आए उसको शासन करेंगे तुम लोग द्वारे 60 वर्ष के बाद में 80 वर्ष के बाद में नाबालक हो गए इससे पहले नाबालक रहते तुम लोग अभी नाबालक हो जो थोड़े से बाहर रोटी के लिए रोता है क्रोध करता है घर के बर्तनों को तोड़ देता है उसे भूख लगती है वो झूठ बोलता है वो भला ब्रह्म हो गया प्रधान हो गया इसलिए हंसने लगे और कहा जैसे कैसे भी हो वो हमारा उत्तर उसे शासन करें ये सब कभी कभी विचार होता कृष्ण बड़ा हो गया है अब इसकी सगाई कर देनी चाहिए विचार वहां होता कि इसकी सगाई ऐसे ही सुंदर लड़की से होनी चाहिए इधर उधर खोज खा करके देखते यदि विष्णु की लड़की से यदि इसकी शादी हो जाए बहुत ही अच्छा इस तरह के बीच बीच में उनका यह विचार स्वभाव होता था, इसलिए नंद नंद बैठक नहीं पाते इसको कहते हैं। इस तरह से वहाँ दर्शन करके फिर उद्धव के आई में गए। क्या मुझे नंद बोलिए you should be more respectful toward him. Perhaps you should not discipline him so much like this. What do you think?
Actually, it's a little more serious than this. We think he may be a sycophant, a demigod, but actually, we think he may be the lion himself. Kind of a lot. Your shoulder is too strict. If he's the lion himself, how can she bind Krishna? This is not right. You should not chastise him. You should not criticize him. None of these things. Please, just show some love, some affection, but none of this discipline. This won't do. This won't do.
This is amazing. Isn't Krishna's God?
Yeah,
we think it's super.
It may be possible. We consider it.
We think it is. We think so.
A long time ago, I heard coward and like children until they're 18. And then they become intelligent. And now I see it's true. Just look at the qualities. Look at the qualities of the sinner proves. Look at the qualities of God. Does God get angry? Do the sinner proves get angry? Krishna becomes angry 50 times a day. If you can't get a little milk, a little mutton, he's angry. He prays the pot.
You're
the God steal. Every day Krishna is going stealing yogurt, stealing milk, stealing butter. He's like a cowboy. He's arranging that the cows, the calves get loose, they drink the mother's milk, and they go in and steal the cattle. So many misses our activities. He goes in and pinches the babies. You think this is God?
Well, we've been thinking about it, it's true. Maybe presented it to us just now, we're not exactly sure. What do you all think? I mean, do you think that it could be possible that Nanda Maharaja's boy is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayana himself? Well, I guess we might have been wrong, Nanda Maharaja.
I think you were.
So, what are you going to do then about this?
I'll do the same as I was before. He's my boy. I don't care if he's a supreme remark. Anyway, he's my boy. I have to discipline him. Otherwise, we grow up to be a dacoy, mafiosi.
You don't want this. Yes. No, this is my brother. You please go ahead and you do what you've been doing for our
life.
And let's continue in the Vrindavan and in the mood of Nagabala and all of the elder gopas and gopis that this mood of Matsagaba cannot be budged. Even though in Vrindavan there is Aishwarya far greater than any place in Vaikuntha, the sweetness and the mood of parental affection is so powerful that even in the face of that, Nagabala will never be shaken from the mood that Krishna is my son.
That was how very. Oh, how very. Indeed.
Krishna, 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 Krishna,
First of all, I've met the same Adventist standard going on like several thousands of times. At the Lord's Feet of the Assembly of the Rabbit, in the Blue Fire of God, on Mission Fire, I still put the Jesus in my Rupa of the Tabernacle, of the Tabernacle, and I am the Son of God. Secondly, I've made Sassanta Rabbit for now thousands of times at the Lord's Feet of the Rupa of the Tabernacle, and I've made the love to Ananias Gandhi Program and all the assembled Vaishnavas and their sons. So as soon as we're there, would it be to touch in brief upon the Mahima, the glory of Sri Uddhav Gandhi. So as you know, Sri Krishna that has a Buddha in his own hands and said, Katsutta Bhavrajam Sanya, Pitriya Pitimahavaha, Gopinam Matti Yogaya, Matsandesha Vimochaya. Hey Buddha, go to Braj, try to pacify my parents, Nanda and Yashoda, as he said, our parents, to inspire some sympathy for their most heartbreaking condition in the absence of Sri Krishna. And not only try to pacify my parents, but deliver my message to the gopis. In other words, you can use your intelligence, your sweet words, your diplomacy to pacify my parents. But don't try to use your intelligence and diplomacy to pacify gopis. Just tell them my message as it is. Because Krishna knew that Buddha not understand their exalted prayer. So Buddha set off for Nandagam, and when he arrived there, he spent the evening discussing with Nanda Maharaj. And he saw the unprecedented Vatsalya Bhav of Nanda Maharaj. And he was astonished. He said, I have never seen such a natural and spontaneous love of Krishna as this. And they passed the night speaking about Krishna. The next morning, Uddhavji came out from Nanda Bhavan and went nearby, that place is Chakrapunj, to do his morning ablutions and remember his mantra. So as he went there to do his morning meditation, he looked and he saw so many kishoris, as if mad, wandering here and there in the forest of Kadamba trees. That time place is Kadamba Kyari. Now we say Buddha Kyari because it wouldn't get there. And how were they? They were lean and thin. They had not eaten for 3 months. Krishna had left 3 months before. They had not taken any water. They had not decorated themselves. Their cloth was old and worn and torn and covered in the dust. Why? Because when Akura took Krishna and Balaram away on the chariots, the dust was raised into the air and it landed and settled on the faces and bodies of the gopis. And stuck there because their bodies were wet from their tears. This dust was the last connection they had with Sri Krishna. So surely they would not change their cloth or bathe or anything. This was the last touch of connection with Sri Krishna. So in a maddened state of separation, those gopis who would have, and so God, an exalted personality has come. And they surrounded him and they posed the question. They said, oh, Lord, if you are learning, if you are asking, then answer our question. There are two types of praying. Ahetu praying and Sahetu praying. Ahetu means love that has no cause. And Sahetu means love that has a cause. So in this book there are many examples of Sahetu praying. Just like a student has love for the teacher. And so he gets his diploma, then his relationship is over. And he never sees the teacher again. Just like a deer is related to the forest. But if there's a fire and the forest is burned, then the deer will never return to that place. Like a prostitute, she's very affectionate to her clients. Until his wallet is empty, then relationship is over. So in this world, where there's love or affection that has a cause, if that cause is removed, then the relationship is broken. So I hate widow. We love Krishna without any cause, without any selfish interest, without any personal motivation. And Krishna also loves us in the same way. So how is it that this relationship is broken? How is it possible? Uddhav, can you answer? Uddhav, you were scratching his head. He could not give an answer. This was the entrance examination to enter into the University of Brain of Radhika and the Gopis. But Uddhavji, what to speak of studying this university? He could not pass the entrance examination. So Uddhavji was bewildered. He was scratching his head. Seeing the brain of the Gopis, he could not imagine how exalted it was, just like a person. When they try to look at the top of a mountain, they look up like this. As they're looking, their hat may fall off onto the ground. So in this example, Buddha, his intelligence like a hat. And as he tried to see the extent of Gopi's brain, his hat fell to the ground, failed. He could not understand. And just then, he looked at his sword. That one very beautiful Kishori was lying on a bed of lotus petals, unconscious. The Sakis were around her, and they were weeping because they thought she was about to die. And at that moment, a bumblebee, thinking that the lotus feet of that Kishori were lotus petals, began to fly around the lotus feet. Would have thought, who is that? Oh, I have heard of one. Radha, must be that Radha. And Uddhavji, he gave pranam and sat and was watching. Just as this couple was flying around the feet of Radhika, she opened her eyes and sat up and began to rebuke the bumblebee. Why? Jayanti, Krishna Sangamama. When she was unconscious, she was meditating. Krishna is where? Now he's in Mathura. Before he was a cowboy boy with bare feet wandering in Vrindavan. But now he rides on the golden chariot. Now he is still Kamsa. He's become a big celebrity. Ugrasen wanted to make him king, but Krishna gave Rajtilak to Ugrasen and said, I am your subject. So now he's a prince, he's famous, he's powerful, and he's forgotten about us. Who are worthless, uneducated, lower caste, cowherd girls. Now he's with the princesses of Mathura, Mathuramanis, and all are attracted to him. And in her mind, she saw that Krishna was wearing a beautiful flower garland, and he had embraced a beautiful Mathuramani. And his garland was crushed, and the kumkum from her breast was smeared on the flowers. And very minutely, she saw in detail this. How one bumblebee came and landed on that garland of Krishna and got covered with the kumkum from the breast of his beloved. Just as she was thinking like this, here in Vrindavan, outwardly, one bumblebee came to her feet and she opened her eyes. Oh, it's you! She thought it was that very bumblebee from the garland of Krishna. And she began to rebuke him. Madhupa Kitava Bandho Mas Krishan Vrinsa Bhajnaya Kuchu Vilalika Manga Kumbhu Mas Masubina Bahatu Mai Bhajnistan Mani Nanga Sada Yadu Sada Sivi Dhamyan Yasya Dutas Panitri. Hey Madhupa, Madhupa means one who drinks honey. And madhu also means wine. Hey Madhupa, you drunkard, you are impure. Kitava Bandho, hey friend of a cheetah, Mas Krishandran, don't try to touch my feet at all. It was as if Radhika, by Bhava Karna, the ears of her emotions, She could hear that the bumblebee was talking to her.
Oh, my Swamini, I am not your Swamini. Oh, Krishna Priya, oh, beloved of Shri Krishna, I am not the beloved of Krishna. Bhagavan said, I am coming here from Krishna to make some reconciliation. Radhika said, Mahasmashandri, don't touch my face. I know you are the friend of that cheetah. Why? Because this is Krishna's technique. If he has made any offense, he comes and tries to touch my face. Sapatnya, kuchivillikumala kumkumasmashubirna. How dare you come here? What kind of mood is this? You are so intoxicated that you come here to tell me that Krishna loves me. But you have evidence all over your face that Sri Krishna has forgotten about me and is enjoying with others. Tell me, what is that red substance on your whiskers? Bhagavan said, but this is the natural color of my whiskers. I said, no, I know what it is. This is a kumkum from the breath of my rival there in Mathura. And you are so intoxicated that you did not realize, and you have come before me with this evidence of Krishna's infidelity all over your face. So get out of here. Vahatu madhupadistan mani tatprasangam. Your services are not required here. You should return back to Mathura. Because there, Krishna requires your services. There are many manini. There are many Mathuramanis who are upset with him. Because he makes an appointment to go to meet with one, but on the way he meets with another. And then he's late. So then he arrives at the place of the next Mathuramani with the evidence of his meeting with the first one, and she becomes upset with him. While he's pacifying her, he's late to meet with another one. And in this way, there are so many manini, those beloved of Krishna, who are upset with me. So why have you come here to pacify us? He's forgotten about us. Go there where Krishna really needs your help. How shameful it will be. How Krishna will become the object of ridicule in the city, in the royal palace, in the royal assembly, if anyone will find out that he has employed a messenger, like you, a bumblebee, to come and make reconciliation with us poor gopis of Vrindavan. So go quickly before Krishna becomes the object of ridicule in the assembly of the Yadus. Radhika said, Sakridaya Sudam Swam Mohinim Payaitra Sumanasi Vasatya Tattadet Swam Bhavadri Haritaratikatam Tat Paratatmam Padma Yaktipatarita Chaita Uttama Shloka Janta Sakridaya Sudam Swam Mohinim Payaitra. You know, in the past, we were bewildered in love for Krishna, because Hayalitva, by force, he made us drink the nectar of his lips. Just once. Actually, many times. But they are giving interpretation. So once, we drank the nectar of Krishna's lips. Not by our own desire. He made us take this. But what did he do? He's like a bumblebee. The bumblebee, he comes and he drinks the nectar from the best lotus flowers. And then the bumblebee becomes intoxicated. And then he's so intoxicated that leaving the best flowers, he goes and to the flowers that have no fragrance, no scent, and no nectar inside. So Krishna is like this. After he enjoyed with us, he became so intoxicated, now he's gone to those who have no taste, no rust, no anything like Kumja and others in Mathura. Anyway, I know. Lakshmi Devi, she always serves in lotus feet. Why? Oh, because she is naive. She is innocent. She has been tricked by his sweet words. But we will never be tricked by his words. Because we know him from actual childhood. We grew up with him. We have full experience of Krishna's crooked nature. So we will not listen to his words anymore. Thank you.
You are very tired.
all day. So, we are finishing class today. Tomorrow is the rest day. Tomorrow we will discuss all these things. So, आज हम लोग यहीं पर प्रकाश समाप्त करते हैं. आप लोग दिन भर घूमते घूमते थक गए हैं, थक गई हैं, इसलिए अभी कीर्तन के बाद में आरती होकर के कुछ आपकी व्यवस्था हो जाएगी. आप लोग विश्राम करें. कल किसान का दिन है, कल का आज है. हरे कृष्ण,
हरे कृष्ण. बिफोर यू आर हैविंग दर्शन फॉर Chinese devotee, and Brazil devotee, Bolivia devotee, and especially Russian devotee. Tomorrow, darshan for the rest of the devotees of the world, except India, 10 a.m. here. I request the senior devotees, they can give chance a new devotee, not to bother the new devotees, because they're coming. So to give them chance, then they can stop it there, and they can fill in the presentation, etc. And 22nd is darshan of all Indian devotees. By studying from the Bhartiya Bhaktivinoda Darshan, the Vishesh Prajara, Bangladesh region, Assam Thake, Sudan Thake, Sudan Thake, the Sakala Darshan of the Sudanese Thake, by studying the Khane. Tomorrow, for the devotees, we are not taking darshan here. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. We have very good news for all of you who mastering the English language and who have come to Parikrama. Finally, the devotees have worked very, very hard. The Rajamanda Parikrama book has arrived. You know that this book is in high demand, so the devotees want to make it very, very beautiful. It is Gurudev was very, very pleased. Yesterday they offered it to me in the evening. Tomorrow morning it will be available for all of you. And the normal price. Can you also show a little bit?